小弟继续现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考我们圣经，相信圣经是信仰的根据以及我们生活的准则。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we now speak the second part of the basic faith and living guidelines.
我们刚才已经提到圣经是神所默示的。
Earlier we mentioned that the Bible is inspired by God.
圣经证明的得救的唯一的凭据。
And Bible is the only living proof to salvation.
所以圣经就是标准。
So Bible is our standard.
今天凡是有人违背圣经或是用人意增减圣经的信息。
So today if anyone disobeys the Bible or use their own interpretation to add or take anything away from the Bible,
必然自取败坏，招惹灾祸。
Then the world will come to them, they will be seeking their own destructions.
因为我们尊重圣经神的话语。
Because we honor the Bible, that is the words of God.
有些信息我们不明白的，我们就是很谦卑的照着行。
Sometimes we don't understand the teaching, so we humbly just follow it.
后来我们必然明白。
Later on, we shall understand it.
神有更高的旨意，神的路高过人的路。
God's way is higher than our ways.
所以圣经在诗篇119篇105节说，是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So Psalm 119 it says that God's words is a lamp before our feet, light before our ways.
圣经是我们所有人共同的道德标准。
Bible is the common standard, ethical standard that we all follow.
我们再看一次提摩太后书3:16。
Let's turn to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3:6.
提摩太后书3:16-17。
Second Timothy chapter 3:16-17. Verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 17. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
这里一直在强调这个圣经是要给属神的人得完全。
And here emphasize that so those who belong to God may be complete.
其实我们本来人都是属神的。
We were all belong to God.
因为人是被神造的。
Because we were created by God.
生命从神给的。
Life came from God.
所以圣经特别说，只有每一个人在这个创世以前都被神所认识的了。
And that's why the Bible tells us that God knew us before the creation of the world.
今天表面上看起来是我们的父母亲把我们生下来的。
Today, fleshly speaking, we were birthed by our parents.
但是如果没有神给生命，你父母亲怎么生也生不出来。
But if God did not give you the life, then we would not be birthed by our parents.
所以我们生命基本上是神赏赐的。
And so you can say that our lives are given by God.
那所以圣经是要给属神的人得完全。
So the Bible is for man of God to be complete.
今天我们看到神的这些话语，如果我们愿意来遵行的。
Today we read about the words of God. If we're willing to follow them,
我们就真的能够回到最初神造人的时候，那个人完全归属神那个福气里。
Then we'll receive the blessing that belonged to men when men were first created by God.
那圣经既然是神所默示的，
Since the Bible was inspired by God,
它就不会随着时代潮流改变而改变。
Then it will not change according to the trend of the world.
所以圣经不需要修改。
And therefore, the Bible does not need to be edited.
所以今天你看，古时候人，他们很多人从圣经的话语里面得到力量，得到智慧。
In the old times, many ancient saints received strength and power from the scripture.
我们今天也是一样可以。
Today, same with us, we can do it too.
所以圣经不改变。
So the Bible never changes.
对每一个人都可以。
And this applies to every one of us.
我们看一下箴言
30章。Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言30章。
Proverbs 30.
请看第五节。
Verse 5. Verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him.
第六节。
Verse 6, do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar.
这里说神的话，他说句句都是炼净的，投靠他的，他做他的盾牌。
He says every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him.
那现在神的原理，他说你不可以加添呢。
So we cannot add any words to God's principles.
恐怕他责备你，你就显为是虚说谎话的。
Lest he rebuke you and you are a liar.
也就是说，神的话不需要经过人去修饰的。
And this tells us that God's word does not need any revision from men.
那如果神责备人，那人就有灾祸了。
If God rebukes us, then woe will come to us.
所以 今天如果我们对神的话语能够有这样一个敬畏的态度，
so today we can, if we have this respectful attitude towards the words of God,
我们就会很郑重的、很慎重的去看待我们所读的这个经文。
Then we will take the words that we are reading very seriously.
我们就不会随流失去。
Then we will not lose focus.
就是随着这个社会的潮流去质疑圣经的真实性。
Or we will not question the truthfulness, the pureness of the Bible because the trend of the society.
今天有很多人，有不少人他们在质疑圣经的可信度。
Today there are many people challenges the truth in the Bible.
他们用时代改变的来挑战说圣经里面所讲的信息有时代性，所以这个时代跟以前的时代不一样。
They argue that a time has changed, so the truth that was in the Bible does not apply to us today.
就好像在2000年前使徒那个时代。
For an example, 2000 years ago in the apostolic time.
有人说那个时候是男女不平等的时代。
Some would say that back in during that time, women and men are not equal.
那是女性都是弱势的，是比较没有地位的。
And that all the women there at the time were inferior; they didn't have a place in the society.
所以这个夫妻在家里的时候，丈夫做头，妻子要听从丈夫，这是应该的。
And so it was appropriate for the time that the husband be the head of the household and the wives are obedient to the husbands.
但是现在时代不一样了。
But now the time has changed.
现在夫妻双方所受到的教育，所有的收入可能都差不多。
And now for husband and wife, their education background may be the same, their income may also be the same.
现在如果都在讲做妻子的要顺服丈夫，在家里丈夫要做头，他说这个道理已经过时了。
Some will argue that if nowadays you ask the wife to follow their husband as a head, this is an old teaching.
现在应该是男女平等了。
Because now men and women are supposed to be equal.
所以圣经讲的这个道理有时候就当做参考就好了。
And so the teaching we learn in the Bible is should just be a reference.
但是真的是这样子吗？
But is this really true?
其实在讲这样的话人，他不了解圣经里在讲这个婚姻的道理的真正的含义。
The people that pose this argument, they don't truly understand the teaching in the Bible.
其实圣经的道理不会改变的。
Because the truth in the Bible will never change.
他既然所讲的道理都是跟得救有关系的。
All the teaching in the Bible has to do with our salvation.
那就不会因着时代改变而改变了。
And therefore it does not change because the time has changed.
如果圣经需要修正的话，圣经就不会存到现在。
If the Bible requires any editing, then it will not last till today.
所以我们今天把对圣经的态度是认为这是神的教导。
So today our attitude towards the Bible should be that this regard this as the teaching of God.
我们不会把人的吩咐、人的教导，把它看成像圣经一样那么重要。
We will not, we should not honor men's teaching, as important as a teaching from the Bible.
那神的这个信息是很成全完备的。
The message of God is perfect and is complete.
我们现在看诗篇十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 19.
圣经的诗篇十九篇。
Psalm 19.
第七节。
Verse 7.
十九篇第七节。
Verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
好，神的律法是全备，它是完美的。
That the law of the Lord is perfect.
它是要让我们的人的心苏醒。
Is convert our soul.
要让我们如果没有智慧的人得到智慧的。
So that if we're simple, it will make us wise.
好，现在看第八节。
Verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
这里说神的话是正直的，快活人的心。
Here tell us the statute of the Lord is right, rejoicing the heart.
让我们人看到神的这些信息的时候，会觉得神宝贵。
So that when we see the message of God, we find it very precious.
那圣经里面有很多信息，其实真的写得非常美的。
There are actually there are many teachings in the Bible that is written very beautifully.
就有时候像一道亮光哦，它就让我们的那个整个眼睛好像突然明亮一样。
Sometimes it comes to us like a ray of light, it lightens our eyes.
它这个明亮，这个命令，它是很清洁，是很干净的。
And that this commandment is very pure.
就让我们真的得到一股清新的那个力量进到我们生命里面来。
So that we can receive that refreshing strength, that can come into our lives.
第九节说。
Verse 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
所以说道理是洁净的。
Here tell us the Lord is clean.
是它是什么没有污染的。
And that it was not defiled.
是公义的。
It's righteous.
是一直到永远都一样。
And it lasts forever.
这样的一个神的信息，神的话语。
This is the message of God.
比金子可羡慕，比金金更宝贵。
That is even more desired, more precious than gold.
比蜜更甘甜。
It is sweeter than the honey.
那我们吃下去的时候，我们真的会得到饱足。
So when we eat it, we will be fulfilled.
所以圣经它其实它是要来帮助我们，真的可以完全可以圣洁。
The Bible is here to help us so that we can be pure, we can be perfect.
今天我们相信。我们的生活，我们的生命，如果能够遵照圣经的指示来过日子。
Today we believe that if we can follow the commandment and live according to biblical guidelines.
我们人这一生是在世上所面临的一切问题，都可以从圣经找到指导原则。
All the problems that we may face during our life, we can find the guidelines and the directions in the Bible.
所以今天如果我们在教会里面很重视神的话语。
Today in the church, if we emphasize the words of God,
我们的生活可以很真的可以真理化的。
Then our life can be converted with truth.
也就是说，我们的每一个生活的上的每一个层面，都可以从圣经看到那个指导。
That means that every aspect of our life, we can see the guidance from the Bible.
从人的生老病死。
From living or death.
我们人我们会知道我们为什么生。
We will understand why we were born.
我们要怎么面对我们年老的日子
？And how should we face our elderly time ages?
当我们生病的时候
，And when we're sick,
我们要怎么样得到安慰
？How can we find comfort?
我们要怎么去面对身体病痛这个事实
？How can we face the fact that we may be ill?
然后我们更得到智慧去面对死亡
，And we will receive the wisdom to face death.
我们都可以从圣经里面看到。神所给我们的信息。
From the Bible, we can see the divine messages from God.
那我们每一个个人，我们个人生活或者家庭生活里面的食衣住行娱乐的每一个层面，圣经都告诉我们怎么去生活了。
And the Bible also provides a guideline as to how to live and lead our family life.
我们今天在家庭里面，在社会里面，在教会里面的每一个。群体的生活，圣经都给我们指导原则。
Today, whether it is at work or in church, the Bible gives us guidelines as to how to live in a group.
你像今天我们来谈一谈，我们今天每一个人都会面对的这些食衣住行这些，好像生活上的细节这些问题。
And today, let's talk about all the details of our everyday living.
其实圣经不只是在指明这个得救的道路而已。
The Bible is not only mentioning the way to be saved.
这条得救的道路是让我们看清楚那个方向。
The way to salvation is only pointing out a direction for us to recognize.
但是当我们走在这个路上的时候，我们的每一天的日子怎么过，其实圣经都告诉我们应该用什么态度、什么原则来过每一天呢？
But while we're walking on this way to salvation, the Bible also gives us direction on how to lead our everyday life.
比如说，我们今天有关于饮食的问题。
So today, for an example, regarding food.
你看，我们大家在一起的时候。如果没有吃东西，有时候是没话讲。
And when we gather together, if there's no food, sometimes there's not much for us to talk about.
但是桌上饮食一摆上来，大家吃喝当中呢，哎，这个时候话匣子就打开了。
But when there's food on the table as we're happily eating, then we started talking.
哎，人跟人之间的距离就拉近了。
And that brings us closer to each other.
那有时候你看，说我们今天在家庭里面，我们要注意我们全家人要一起吃饭的这个时间。
And so in our family life, we need to emphasize the time that we all eat together as a family.
有些家庭很久没有那个全家一起同在桌上吃饭那种场面了。
For some families, it's been a long time since they all eat together at the dinner table.
其实吃东西是我们生活里面一个很重要的部分。
But eating or having a meal together is a very important part of our life.
我们今天老中如果没有吃饭，没有一起吃喝的时候，就觉得好像没话讲。
Today in a Chinese culture, if we don't eat together, it seems like we don't have much in common.
但是我们又不能够把所有的精神都放在吃东西这件事情上。
But yet we can't put all of our emphasis and focus on eating.
你看圣经主耶稣这样说。
So this is what the Lord Jesus told us.
我们现在看马太福音第四章第四节。
To Matthew chapter 4, verse 4.
马太福音四章四节。
Matthew 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
这里说人活着不是单靠食物了。
He tells us that we're not living alone by bread.
乃是要靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
也就是说，我们需要有这个肉体上的食物，也需要有属灵的食物。
That means that we need the bread, but we also need the spiritual bread.
所以今天我们对这个饮食圣来说，我们其实。我们很注重的教会里面，你看我们今天这个膳食的部分是一个很大的部分呢。
Today we emphasize the food that we eat. For example, in church, we emphasize the quality of the food we get.
但同时，我们也很注重我们今天所领受的属灵的粮食。
But at the same time, we also emphasize the spiritual bread that we get.
所以我们的生活是很平衡的。
So our life is very balanced.
所以今天教会我们一起来聚会敬拜神，我们弟兄姐妹爱心的准备饭食，让我们可以。身肉体的饱足。
Today we are here together in service, and there are brothers and sisters that are fervently preparing food for us, so that our tummies will be filled.
那有时候这个神口里所出的一切话，能够弥补我们在肉体食物上的一些缺陷。
And the words from God can make up for the lackings in the daily bread.
这就是神属灵的食物，它有超越的能力的。
And that is the surpassing power of the spiritual food provided by God.
但是肉体的食物本身，它没办法提供给我们真正的心灵的满足。
The material bread that we eat cannot bring us the true fulfillment, true joy in our heart.
这是为什么今天我们可以禁食祷告。
This is why today we can fast and pray.
因为当我们领受神口里所出的这个属灵的粮食的时候，
Because when we receive the spiritual bread coming from the mouth of God,
我们可以克服肉体上的饥饿。
We can use that to overcome our hunger.
我们仍然可以在主里面得到喜乐的心。
And we can still receive the joyful heart in the Lord.
有的人如果肚子一饿，脾气就开始来了。
Some people when they're hungry, they became very irritated.
然后就没办法专心，做事就做不了了。
Then they cannot focus.
但是我们如果注意看一个人如果禁食祷告的时候，
But you'll find that if a person fasts and pray,
他不但不会脾气不好，
That person not only will not be irritated,
他反而会散发出那个属灵的能力。
Instead, that person will show the spiritual strength.
他会反而能够活出神的性情来。
That person will live out the divine characters of God.
我们就看到这个食物本身，神口里所出的话真的更有能力。
Then we'll see that the words that are coming out from the mouth of God is even more powerful than food.
但是如果反过来，
But on the other hand,
一个人如果很注重肉体的饮食，
If a person emphasizes the material foods,
但是他没有领受神口里所出的这个神的话语，
But he has not received the words or the food coming from the mouth of God.
然后我们看到这样一个人的表现是什么？
And what kind of person is this?
就变得满脸横肉，就是说那个样子就是看起来很丑陋。
And you'll find that this person is very ugly.
你看一个人如果吃很多就肥嘛。
If a person eats a lot, then he becomes overweight.
然后如果没有神的话语，
But without the words of God,
这个人就变得很世俗。
And this person will appear very secularized.
人就变得很空洞。
Becomes very empty.
就是肉体看起来好像很好。
It seems that their appearance that they live well.
但心灵其实空的。
But yet their heart is empty.
所以你看一讲起话来，一嘴巴一讲开，一开口就是骂人的话，就是不好听的话。
As soon as he opens his mouth, he speaks words of cursing, and his words are not good to hear.
那所以你一个人如果很注重肉体的饮食，但是没有去追求属灵的粮食的时候。
When a person pursues the material foods and not pursue the spiritual food,
没有办法彰显出属神的人的完全。
Then that person cannot manifest the completeness of somebody that belongs to God.
所以圣经里面他告诉我们有关这个饮食的重点在哪里呢？
And what is the teaching regarding food that's in the Bible?
我们现在看希伯来书第十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews 13.
十三章，请看第九节。
Verse 9. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not been profited to those who have been occupied with them.
特别在说那个在饮食上专心的，从来没有得到益处了。
Here tells us that those who emphasize on food have not been profited.
但是人的心。是要靠神的恩典才能够得坚固，不是靠饮食。
But our heart can be strengthened by the doctrines of God, not by foods.
所以这些神的这些 doctrine 就是这些 教导，就是今天神口中的话语。
So these doctrines are the teachings from the mouth of God.
哦，所以你看，我们对这个饮食上来说，我们今天如果能够明白这个重点。
So with regarding to food, if we can understand this important teaching.
我们今天来到教会。
Today when we come to church.
那我们爱餐的时候，或者是我们不管什么场合，我们一定有人在准备食物。
And when we eat together or different circumstances, somebody's always in charge of making food.
这些食物如果不合我们的意。
So if we don't like the food.
或者是当中有一些瑕疵。
Or if the food is not perfect.
我们每一个人都会很感谢。
That all of us are still very thankful.
我们都感谢领受。
We still receive with thanksgiving.
因为这个就是一种补助性的工作而已。
Because it is also is only a supplemental work.
我们的重点不是在这些肉体上的食物。
Because our emphasis is not on these physical foods.
我们如果在这个饮食上专心，得不到好处。
If we only focus ourselves on the physical food, we will not be profited.
但是如果看到弟兄姐妹爱心去准备这些饭食
，But when you see that the brothers and sisters are preparing all the foods with their love,
这是出于神的感动，神的爱。
And it's because they're moved by God, they're moved by the love of God.
我们今天领受人都是在领受神的恩典。
Those of us who are receiving the food are also receiving the grace of God.
我们如果看到了这个神的恩典，我们的心里就得坚固了。
If we recognize this grace of God, then our heart will be strengthened.
那所以这些饮食上任何的瑕疵，我们都可以克服。
So all the imperfections with regards to food, we can accept that.
我们每一个人都怀着一个感激的心情去谢谢弟兄姐妹的服侍。
That all of us with a thanksgiving heart, we thank our brothers and sisters for their service.
因为神的国度不在吃喝。
Because the kingdom of God is not in eating or drinking.
真正神的国度是在这个圣灵当中有喜乐、有满足、有平安。
The true kingdom of God is in that in the kingdom of God there is joy and there's peace.
我们看罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十七节。
14 verse 17.For the kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
哦，神的国度不在吃喝。
The kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking.
公义、和平、圣灵当中喜乐。
But rather in righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看第十二十节。
20. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eats with offense.
这里有关这个食物，在罗马书十四章是讲有一些人，他在论断弟兄姐妹有人吃这个食物或不吃那个食物。
And that in Book of Romans, there's some brothers and sisters that are judging other people for eating certain type of foods.
这个吃饮食的东西，有时候就变成别人信心的绊脚石。
So sometimes eating food becomes a stumbling block for others.
这里特别强调说，不可以因为食物去毁坏神的工程。
Here it tells us, do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food.
这个所谓的神的工程，就是人的信心。
And the work of God refers to the faith.
教会里面神的工作。
And all the works that's in the church.
所以不可以因为食物去让弟兄姐妹的信心受亏损。
That we cannot destroy the faith of other brothers and sisters because of food.
啊，所以今天我们在这个饮食上面，我们看到圣经的这个教导。
So today, with regards to food, we see the teaching of God.
这样的教导，不管在教会、在家庭都一样。
And this teaching applies not only to church, but also in our family life.
所以，我们做儿女的，我们在家里要非常感谢父母亲所给我们的服事。
So as children at home, we need to be very thankful for the food provided by our parents.
父母亲今天在桌上摆上什么，我们就感谢领受。
And whatever our parents put on the table today, we accept it with thanksgiving.
说，今天怎么吃这个东西啊？已经吃腻了。
And that we should not complain that we're sick of eating the same food.
有时候，我们的孩子会很注重我要吃什么，要喝什么。
And sometimes our childrenemphasize on what they want to eat or drink.
其实最重要就是借这个可以吃的东西，同时呢，可以真的在主里面享受神所赐的恩典。
What's more important is that during eating and drinking, we can have fellowship in the grace of God.
不要让食物本身去毁坏了能够得到神的恩典、得到满足、得喜的这个美好的场景。
Don't let the food destroy all the grace and the joy that we may receive.
好，所以我们不管吃什么、喝或吃或喝。都是为了要荣耀神，都是为了得恩典来做。
Whether we eat or drink, we do it because we want to receive the glory and we want to glorify God when we receive His grace.
好，那有关于食衣再来穿着的部分。
Then that's regarding dressing ourselves.
你看，我们今天在教会里面，在家庭当中，我们每天都要穿衣服啊，穿着。
And in every day, we need to wear clothes.
一个人的穿着其实反映一个人内在的品质。
A person's attire is a reflection of their inner state.
他的穿着打扮其实也在反映他内在的价值观念。
And the way they dress themselves also reflect their values.
所以有时候，我有时候会跟一些弟兄注意，跟他们提醒。
So sometimes I remind some brothers.
你喜欢什么样的对象？
That which type of sister you like?
有时候你就要看这个姐妹她的穿着打扮。
Then you have to pay attention to the way that sister dresses herself.
因为她的穿着在反映出她内心真正的价值。
Because her attire reflects the value system that she has in her heart.
所以有人如果需要穿戴这样的，哇，戴很多的首饰啊，很注重外表打扮。
So if a person that emphasizes in jewelries and a lot of accessories.
其实这在反映她的重点就是放在这个部分。
But that and so that reflects that the sister puts a lot of emphasis in that area.
那你就要小心了。
So you have to be careful.
这是不是你所喜爱的？你的价值观是不是在这里？
That do you have the same value system? Is it something that you like?
一样，姐妹在看弟兄也是这样子。
The same applies to sisters when you look at a brother.
弟兄如果是邋里邋遢的
，If this brother is very messy,
你就知道说他在家里的生活大概是什么样子。
Then you might know that you might imagine what kind of life he has at home.
但是如果这个人是穿戴整齐
，But if this brother is very clean cut,
他是在什么场合穿什么衣服
？He understands that what kind of clothes he needs to wear in what kind of circumstances.
在什么时候应该要准备自己的一个外表
？And he knows how to pay attention to his appearance.
你就知道说这个人他的那个内在的品质在哪里？
Then you will that will reflect the value of this brother.
所以人的外表其实是别人可以看见，那同时也是无声的见证我们这个人的价值观念。
Our outer appearance it can be visible by other, but also is a reflection of our value system.
所以今天我们在教会里面的穿着应该是以敬虔端庄为原则的。
So today the way we dress ourselves in church should reflect that we are respectful.
我们不会去追求所谓的流行时尚。
That we should not pursue the trend or the fashion.
我们穿着本身就是要敬畏神，尊重人。
The way we dress should reflect that we honor God and we honor we're respectful to others.
我们在教会里面的穿着不会说这是我个人的自由。
So when we dress ourselves in church, we should not just say that this is my freedom.
我们应该考虑到说我今天的穿着是不是符合这个弟兄姐妹大众一般的这个标准。
We should be considerate of the fact that the way we dress is reflective of the standard in church.
要合乎体统的穿着打扮来敬畏神。
That have we honored and worship God with appropriate attire?
我们现在看彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3. Do not let your adornment be merely outwardly, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting things in fine apparel.
第四节。
Verse 4. Rather let it be hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
这里在特别强调说这外表打扮。
Here emphasize the outward adornment.
这些打扮其实他说是次要的。
But this is actually secondary.
真的重要是要里面有长久温柔安静的心。
What's more important is that inwardly we have a quiet, gentle spirit.
这是人的内在的美。
That is the inner beauty, inner value.
所以我们今天如果会追求我们这个属灵生命的成长。
So today, if we pursue for the growth of our spirituality,
很自然的，这个人他的穿着打扮就会很得体。
Naturally, the way this person addresses himself, it will be very appropriate.
所以那个在提摩太前书第二章里面提到一次。
In 1 Timothy chapter 2 also mentions the same thing.
提摩太前书第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
看第九节。
Verse 9.In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly clothing.
第十节。
Verse 10. But which is proper for women professing godliness with good works?
你看这里特别强调，当时候，其实当时候也有一个现象，就是这些姐妹很追求这外表打扮。
There's a phenomenon at the time, that is, a lot of sisters at the time pursue for, for fashion.
那所以当时候这些穿着打扮就在显示出一个人的这个财富了。
And so the way they dress themselves at the time, their apparel reflects their wealth.
但是 圣经告诉我们说，其实这个不是重点。
But the Bible tells us that this is not the most important.
重点是要我们真的有那个内在的美出来。
What is more important is inner beauty.
能够显出出敬畏神的这个品格。
So that we can reflect a woman professing godliness.
好，所以今天我们每一个人的穿着其实不是你个人的事情。
So today your apparel, your attire is not an individual problem.
所以到教会里面来，我们的穿着一定是要很端庄敬虔。
So when we come to church, the way we dress ourselves should reflect godliness.
我们穿合乎体统 的服饰。
And we wear clothes, apparels that are appropriate for church.
圣经说以正派衣裳为装饰。
And the Bible tells us that we dress ourselves appropriately.
那在这个社会里面呢，有时候男女不分呢。
And so in the society today, sometimes there's not a clear distinction between man and woman.
有时候男生留长头发。
Sometimes men have long hair.
女生去转剪的那个小平头。
Or women, they have very short hair.
那有时候衣着就从后面看就搞不清楚是男生女生。
So from the back, sometimes it's hard to tell if that person is a man or a woman.
其实圣经告诉我们，从旧约时代就已经讲出这个穿着的原则了。
Even in the Old Testament, the Bible already told us the principles of apparels.
你看新约是这样指导在教会里面哦。在旧约时代，我们现在看《生命记》二十二章。
And let's look at Old Testament Deuteronomy chapter 22.
生命记二十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 22.
二十二章，看第五节。
Verse 5.
二十二章五节。
22 verse 5, a woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God.
这里就讲男女的衣着要分别。
Here tells us that we need to separate out the clothing for man and woman.
那当时候，当然，当时候妇女跟男子的穿着一定有很大的差别的。
At the time, there's a great distinction between the way a woman or a man dresses.
他说不可以混在一起。
He says that do not mix it.
不可以男不男女不女。
And that a man should be a man and a woman should be a woman.
好，所以现在我们看到圣经这个教导以后，我们今天我们在教会里面，在家庭里面，我们的穿着就应该是要合乎敬畏神啊，跟一般人可以接受的原则。
And according to the teaching of the Bible, so the way we dress today at home should follow the same principle.
那这个衣食衣，接下来就是住的。
Then regarding our living,
你看我们今天很多时间很多。财富都花在住的事情上。
Today we invested a lot of our time and money in our homes.
我们住的房子。
The house that we live in.
我们住的学区。
And the school district that we live in.
城市。
The city that we live in.
你现在看这个圣经告诉我们是什么原则。
But what is the principle from the Bible?
其实不管我们今天住哪里。
Doesn't matter where we live today.
我们的房子是怎么样。
Doesn't matter what kind of house we live in.
很重要的一件事情。
The most important thing.
要确定我们能够住在神的殿里。
And is that we need to make sure that we can live in the temple of God.
我们看诗篇八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
诗篇八十四篇。
Psalm 84.
第九节。
Verse 9. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed.
第十节。
Verse 10. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.Verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good things will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Verse 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is a man who trusts in you.
这里特别提到说，在你的院里住一日，胜似在别处住千日。
Here tells a day in your court is better than a thousand in the house of wickedness.
这里诗篇八十四篇，他一直在强调，能够是住在神的殿里面。神的殿宇是可羡慕的，是很有恩典的。
Psalm 84 emphasizes how blessed it is to be able to live in the courts of God.
其实今天神已经预先定准我们所住的疆界了。
So today God already set the boundary of the place that we live.
今天我们不管住在哪里，其实都是神已经早都知道了。
Today it doesn't matter we're living in, God already knew.
神既然定了我们所住的地点。
If God already set a place for us to live,
他就要我们对这个住的地方有一个共同的一个信念，一个目标。
Then He wants all of us who live in that place to have the same common recognition.
不管住哪里，我们都会很渴慕的来到神的殿里面来。
That is, doesn't matter where we live, we eagerly come to his court.
所以有时候我们的家很舒服的时候，我们就舍不得离开了。
Sometimes when we live in a comfortable home, we don't want to leave.
我们就啊，赶快我要回到我的家去。
That I want to go back to my house.
因为有人他就很喜欢他自己的窝。
Because there's some people that love their own homes.
他觉得回到那里去比较有安全感。
They feel safe in their own home.
但其实圣经告诉我们，真的我们要住的地方，就是要到神的殿里面来。
But the Bible tells us that where we need to live is in the courts of God.
我们要真的像这诗篇的作者所说的，他说：“我心里可想主你的住所，你的院宇。”
We need to be like the psalmist here said that he eagers for the court of God.
你的居所何等可爱！
And that how beautiful is his dwelling place.
所以我们会很想要说能够来住在神的殿里，亲近神。
We want to come and live in God's court and draw close to him.
所以今天我们会把我们的心思也会放在神的家里来。
So today if we can focus our energy on the divine household of God.
有时候我们很在意我们自己的居家环境，我们的这个居住的品质。
And sometimes we emphasize the environment and the quality of our living standard.
但是我们有没有用同样的心来去照顾或是关心神的家呢？
Do we apply the same energy, the same standard to care for the house of God?
所以今天如果我们能够明白圣经有关于这个住的这个教导。
So today, if we can understand the biblical teaching regarding living or house,
我们一定会去关心神的教会。
Then we will surely pay more attention to the household God.
所以神的家绝对不会说发生很多事情或者很多什么意外，我们竟然都毫无所知。
And that we will not be oblivious to all the incidents or accidents that happens in the house of God.
那我们其实我们不管住哪里，只要有神同在，这个地方就有福气了。
Doesn't matter where we live in, as long as God is with us, that place is blessed.
所以今天不管我们住的是什么学区的
，So it doesn't matter today what kind of school district you live in.
我们的房子是豪宅还是一个老人公寓小地方
？Whether you live in a mansion or you live in a senior home.
只要我们所住的地方是有神与我们同住
，As long as where you are has the abidance of God.
那这个地方就有福气
，Then that place is blessed.
就有恩典
，That place it has grace.
但是这其中有一个要求
，But there is a prequalification.
我们所住这个地方一定要圣洁
，and that the place that we live in must be holy.
所以我们的家就不要有这些神认为可憎恶的东西。
So in our household, we should not have anything that is abomination to God.
看《生命记》第五章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
民数记五章。
Numbers chapter five.
民数记第五章。
Numbers chapter five.
五章的第三节。
Chapter five, verse three. You shall put on both male and female, you shall put them outside the camp, that they may not defile their camps in the midst of which I dwell.
这里特别强调说，这个营是神所住的营呢。
And he tells us that the camp is a camp that God dwells in.
神住在他们当中。
That God lived among them.
所以神要求他所住的这个营是要圣洁，没有污秽的。
So God demands that the camp that he lives in is pure and undefiled.
所以不洁净的。有污秽的要把它排除。
So anything that's impure or defiled that you need to put him outside.
今天我们的家，我们都希望说我们的家是我们那个牌子所说，基督是我家之主。
So today we all want our home to reflect the banner that says the Lord, the Christ is the Lord of this house.
既然是主基督是他的主人，那这个地方就是要成为圣洁。
If Christ is the Lord of this house, then this house must be holy.
我们这里面的人就要圣洁。
And the people that live in this house must also be holy.
这里面的物品都是要神更认，不可以是神认为可憎恶的东西。
All the material that lives in that house cannot be anything that is abomination to God.
看《生命记》二十三章。
Deuteronomy 23.
生命记二十三章。
Deuteronomy 23.
十四节
Verse 14 For the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp to deliver you and give you enemies over you. Therefore your camp shall be holy, that he may see no unclean things among you and turn away from you.
好，这里啊，这一节圣经他在讲的，他前面所讲的就是，他特别神特别要求百姓，他们扎营的地方一定要把这个排泄物啊，把它掩埋起来。
And God asked that wherever they camp, they need to put away all the feces or the waste.
那一定要让他们的居住环境是很干净的。
And that their environment needs to be very clean.
因为神说：“我在你们营中行走， 如果有这个污秽的地方，他就不去了。
Because God says that I walk amongst you, so if there are these unclean things, I will turn away from you.
我们把这两个地方哦，民数记五章的跟申命记二十三章的，把它放在一起看。
So if you combine the teaching from Numbers chapter 5 and Deuteronomy chapter 23,
我们要注重我们居家的这个环境的整洁。
We have to emphasize the cleanliness of our home.
所以我们信徒的家应该都是要干净的。
So all the homes of our believers must be clean and tidy.
我们孩子的房间一定是要干净的。
That the rooms, our children's room must be clean and tidy.
因为我们希望神与我们同住。
Because we want God to live with us.
所以不能够这样子乱七八糟。
So it cannot be messy.
这是最基本的神的原则，住的教导。
This is a very basic teaching regarding living from God.
那我们的家里不要有那些神认为可憎恶的物品。
That we should not have any unclean things that is detestable to God.
所以我们家里面绝对不要那些有跟偶像有关系的东西。
So in our house, we should not have anything that has to do with idols.
不要有一些是会污秽我们心灵那些影片、音乐、杂志。
We should not have any magazines or reading materials or CDs that might defile our hearts.
任何让我们的心灵污秽的东西都把它拿掉。
Anything that has the potential to defile our hearts, we should get rid of all of them.
因为神要我们同在，要跟我们同住，他要求我们要圣洁，要干净。
Because God wants to live with us, so He asks us to be clean and holy.
那所以今天我们如果从圣经看到这样的一个教导。
So today, when we learn about such teaching from the Bible,
我们遵照他所说的去做。
We follow what's instructed by God.
真的，这个圣经就是我们生活的准则。
Then the Bible become our living guideline.
不管住哪里都无所谓。
Doesn't matter where we live.
只要有神同在。
As long as we have the abidance of God, this is the kingdom of God.
这里就有恩典，就有福气。
Then that place will have the grace and the blessings from God.
在这里就得到满足，就能够感受到神的爱。
Then that's where you will be filled and you will enjoy the love from God.
那今天我们十一柱还有一个行的部分，我们的行动。
Then lastly is regarding our behaviors.
我们的行，今天如果我们有神跟我们在一起，我们出入才能够得平安。
Today, if God is with us, then when we go in and out of our house, we will have safety or peace.
今天我们如果是在看圣经，我们就不会自以为走在认为对的路上，我们会走在神得救的路上。
Then we will not walk on a path that we think is right, but rather we walk on the path of God.
神应许听从他话的人出入得平安，得保护。
God promised that to those who listen to Him, they will be safe.
我们看《申命记》二十八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 28.
申命记二十八章。
Deuteronomy 28.
二十八章，我们看第三节。
Verse 3. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country.
跳过去看第五节。
Verse 5. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl.
第六节。
Verse 6, blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out.
你看这里说，不管你是在什么地点，是在城里，是在田里。
Here it says, doesn't matter where you are, whether it's in the city or in the country.
只要能够遵行听从神的话的，都蒙福。
As long as you follow the commands of God, you will be blessed.
你在家里，在外面也都蒙福。
Whether is in the house or outside, you will be blessed.
出入都得到神的保守。
That you will be guarded and protected by God, whether you go in or go out.
今天我们都很注重平安。
So today we all care about our safety.
在一切的事情上，我们如果都能够认定神。
If in all we do that we recognize God.
神要指引我们的路。
Then God will direct our ways.
他要保守我们出入，真的能够得到神的保护。
Then He will protect us when we come in or go out.
圣经说，神要吩咐他的使者在我们一切所行的路上来保护我们。
The Bible tells us that God will send His His messengers, His angels to protect us in our way.
我们如果真的遵照圣经的指示来生活的人
，So today, if we truly live according to the biblical teachings,
我们会尽我们人所当尽的本分。
Then we will do the best that we can.
我们应当要计划我们所要做的事情。
We will make a plan as to what we need to do.
但是很重要的，我们一定会尊重神他的主权。
But most importantly, we will honor the sovereignty of God.
所以不管我们去哪里
，So it doesn't matter where we go.
我们都有这个原则。
We always hold on to that principle.
看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
第十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
16节。
Verse 16, but now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
这里提到说这个人啊，他计划他的生活。
He tells us a man that plans his life.
啊，但是十四节说他忽略一件事情。
But in verse 14, it tells us that he neglected one thing.
他忘记了生命不是掌握他自己手上。
He forgot that life is not in his own hand.
所以第十五节特别提到说要记得这个原则。
15 reminds us that we have to remember this principle.
主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
That if the Lord wills, then we shall live and do this or that.
哦，所以今天我们有关于我们的出入行动的问题，住哪里的问题，其实这个都是要主若愿意，我们就可以做这个或做那个了。
So today, regarding our living, where we live, our behaviors, we have to say if the Lord wills, then we should do this or that.
那这个都是一些我们平常日常生活当中会碰到的一些细节生活的部分。我们看到圣经给我们的原则了。
So we now just learn about the principles from the Bible regarding to our everyday life.
其实我们今天生活的每一个层面的每一个项目，只要我们有疑问，我们都会从圣经里面去看到它的教导。
If we have any questions from any regarding our life, every aspect of our life, we can always find the answer in the Bible.
所以我们要常常的读圣经。
So we have to read the Bible often.
从圣经的这个信息里面去体味它的话是活的，是有功效的。
From the words in the Bible, we can experience that the words of God is living and is effective.
那我们对我们所相信的这个经典，我们这个圣经会更有信心。
Then we will have even more faith towards the Bible that we already believe in.
我们真的凡事会从圣经里找答案。
And that everything we do, we will find our answers in the Bible.
所以我们就不会被蒙蔽，不会被欺骗。
So that we will not be deceived.
哦，所以今天我们一定要熟练圣经。
So today we have to be well familiar with the Bible.
那这样子，我们有什么困难、有什么疑惑的时候，都可以从圣经里面去找到指导原则。
If we have any questions or any confusion, then we can find the guidelines and the directions in the Bible.
希望今天早上这样的一个查考能够帮助我们啊，更相信我们所信的这个圣经。
I hope from the study that we had this morning, it will help us believe in the Bible even more.
懂得去用圣经。
And that we know better how to utilize the Bible.
让我们得智慧。
So that we can receive wisdom.
让我们得恩典。
So that we can receive grace.
让我们得指引。
And that we can receive guidance.
我们一起来唱诗。
So let us sing a hymn together.
25首。
25.